Plowing through to Dawson. Good morning with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. Defending UConn Quest champion Brent Sass was the first musher to arrive at the halfway point of this year's race. Video posted by race organizers shows Sass pulling into Dawson City, UConn at 5:43 a.m. local time with 12 dogs. Sass recounted tough running conditions on the Yukon River.
It's just mainly just blowing in snow, you know, for all the sections, all the way from Circle, basically. There were just a lot of sections where we were just straight up breaking trail.
Sass adds that his dogs stepped up to push through the snow.
Just experimenting with a bunch of different leaders and that guy Woody up there in front, the white one, it's the first time he's ever led in a race, and he did amazing.
Sass described himself as super tired due to slow conditions that made it tough to maintain decent speed.
It was just a 6.5 mile an hour slog, but we're here.
Sass says he's happy to arrive first at Dawson, but that so far the race is very different from last year's winning run.
It's not just like cruising down a fast trail. Like last year, it was like a magic carpet ride and nothing went wrong.
Sass was followed into Dawson by veteran racer Michelle Phillips, who arrived an hour and 10 minutes later. Phillips recounted similar slow running conditions along the Yukon all the way back to Circle, noting that each race offers unique challenges.
Every race is different. Every stage is different. It's different group of dogs. Yeah, can never really compare.
Like Sass, Phillips pointed out some particular dogs were really performing well.
Mac and Dragon, they were excellent in some of those windstorms. They did a great job. The whole team just did wonderful. Yeah.
Teams are required to take a 36-hour break in Dawson. 13 mushers remain in the quest, now strung out over more than 100 miles of trail. As KUAC's Lex Trinan reports, a musher's perspective has a lot to do with how they experience the race.
Torsten Connert has run plenty of Yukon quests, 6 in fact. The 48-year-old has an intense stare and a pugnacious slouch as he walks. After the Yukon River, that walk also included a limp. He said he didn't really enjoy the Yukon, which he's seen many times in his years during the race. This year, he said it was particularly windblown. So bad in some places he couldn't find the trail markers, which are usually spaced every 100 meters or so.
They're spread out and some are knocked over or blown away.
Connert is strong with a stocky build and tattooed forearms. He might be mistaken for a motorcyclist. He wears a black t-shirt underneath his parka that reads, "I don't need no government to hold my hand." He takes off from Eagle several hours ahead of his countrywoman, rookie Nora Shalin, and the two could hardly be more different.
So many poops. Oh, that's a good comment, huh?
Shalin is ebullient and goofy and eternally optimistic. In the dogyard preparing for the next section of trail, she gives her take on the same section of river that beat up Connor.
How was it?
Beautiful and windy.
You liked it?
Yeah, it was. I've been looking forward. It's the biggest river I've been on, for sure.
She even looked forward to the jumble ice, one of the most feared and hated obstacles mushers encounter on the Yukon.
It was just a little bit, just so I got a taste of it. Perfect.
While it did beat up her sled, shipped in just a few days before the start from Norway, she had enough replacement nuts and bolts with her to fix it. When she drops one in the snow working in the dogyard, she doesn't swear like many mushers might.
Yeah, I'm like the clumsiest person in the world.
At most checkpoints, she screeches in with hair in tangles and always a story to tell. After the Yukon, she jokes that at some points along the river, she felt like a newbie, even though she's actually a kennel manager for an outfit in Norway.
I've been falling a lot. Some places I'm like, man, I've never driven a sled before.
She's not even shy to have a laugh about learning some new English along the way. This is about her only complaint, she says, is her MP3 player. She didn't read the owner's manual before starting the race. Now, the 5 songs she has are looping endlessly.
I need to Google it. It's awesome. Because, like, I love the House of the Rising Sun, but it's kind of a lot.
Reporting on the Yukon Quest Trail in Eagle, I'm Lex Trinan.
And I'm Dan Bross in Fairbanks.
KUAC coverage of the 2020 Yukon Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Shannon and Wilson, Sipping Streams Tea Company, Water Wagon, Warblow's Air, and Beaver Sports, proud sponsors of KUAC.